Welcome to The Growth Zone, where we explore dauntless leadership, dramatic business growth, and the strategies and tactics you can use to grow your business in Japan and beyond. I'm Stephen Bleistein. Are you ready to grow? Let's get started. A sales team had inventory. A customer wanted to buy it. The company needed the revenue. The salespeople said no. Not because they couldn't sell, not because the product wasn't available. They refused to sell because the transaction would have made their sales forecast look inaccurate. And they were being evaluated on forecast accuracy, so they turned away a willing customer with cash in hand to protect a KPI. When the company's president found out, he was livid. He killed the KPI entirely, in direct defiance of his global headquarters. And he was right to do it. That story should disturb you. Not because the salespeople were bad employees, they weren't. They were rational actors responding to the incentive system in front of them. That's what makes it so dangerous. There is an economic principle called Goodhart's Law. When a measure becomes the goal, it ceases to be a good measure. KPIs are designed to track performance. But the moment people are evaluated on a KPI, they stop optimizing for the underlying business outcome and start optimizing for the number. The metric drifts away from the reality it was meant to reflect. And eventually, as in that story, people make decisions that are actively harmful to the business, not despite the KPI system, because of it. Here's what gets lost in this. KPIs are metrics that track progress toward business goals. They are not goals in themselves. In that story, forecast variance is a KPI, not a business goal. The actual business goal was probably something like minimize scrap. Don't overproduce. Don't waste inventory. But no one stated that goal explicitly. So employees filled the vacuum with the only target they had, hit the forecast number. Had the goal been clear, they would have sold the stock. Because it wasn't, the KPI became the goal. And customers got turned away. Think about the KPIs in your own organization, the ones attached to no explicit business goal. Every single one of those is a liability waiting to surface. Use KPIs independently of business goals at your own peril. Now, I understand why leaders reach for KPIs. They feel like accountability. You set a number, people hit it, or they don't. You reward or correct accordingly. It's clean. It's quantifiable. It looks like management, but management isn't leadership. And managing by KPIs alone is abdication disguised as rigor. I work with a client, the CEO of the Japan office of a global European company. He wants to develop entrepreneurial thinking among his store managers, an ambitious goal, a laudable one. His proposed approach, give them KPIs, sales, shrinkage, wage to sales ratio, overhead, and hold them accountable to those metrics. And why not? These are the KPIs mandated by his head office for operations worldwide. Here's the problem. Real entrepreneurs don't optimize for metrics. They optimize for business results. They understand the full picture. They make trade-offs. A manager who hits every KPI while quietly losing customers isn't performing. She's slowly destroying the business with a clean scorecard. Think about what that looks like in practice. A store manager keeps her wage-to-sales ratio perfectly on target for 6 months. Green across the board. But to hit that number, she cut staffing too aggressively. Service quality slipped. Customers started going elsewhere. The metrics looked immaculate. The business was bleeding. You might think the answer is to add more KPIs. But now you have a morass of competing, conflicting metrics with no coherent logic holding them together. Each new KPI dilutes the weight of the others. The system becomes noise. There is no version of KPI-only management that produces entrepreneurial thinking, much less entrepreneurial behavior. It produces metric management. And those are opposite things. Managers obsess over doing things right. Entrepreneurs obsess over doing the right things. At least, the successful ones do. So if you want people to think like business owners, you have to show them what business owners actually see. Business owners don't run their businesses by KPIs alone. They run them by understanding the full economic picture of the enterprise. KPIs are instruments. They show direction and momentum. But financial documents like the P&L show why. They show the relationship between decisions and outcomes. They show what's actually happening in the business beneath the surface of any single metric. The mistake is treating the P&L as a finance document. For a store manager, the standard P&L used for reporting to headquarters or the tax authorities is noise. Too much detail. Wrong level of granularity. Built for a completely different audience. What you need are reports designed specifically to give managers the information they need to make rapid, informed decisions about their own operation. That's a document built for purpose. It's a leadership tool. Pair that with the right KPIs and you have something powerful. The KPIs tell you what's moving. The purpose-built reports tell you what it means and why. Together, they give you actionable intelligence. That's what real business owners use to run a business. Now, back to the president who killed the KPI. He wasn't being reckless. He wasn't anti-measurement. He was doing something most leaders in his position wouldn't have the courage to do. He chose business reality over corporate process. His headquarters wanted the metric. His salespeople were gaming it. His customers were being turned away. He looked at that situation and made a decision. Not about numbers, but about what kind of organization he was going to lead. That's leadership. Dauntless leadership, in fact. The KPI was the problem. He removed it. HQ be damned. So before you install a KPI, any KPI, ask one question. What behavior will this metric actually drive? Not what behavior you intend it to drive. What behavior will it actually drive once your people are being evaluated on it? If the answer makes you uncomfortable, that's important information. A metric that produces rational behavior you wouldn't want is not a measurement problem. It's a leadership problem. And adding more metrics won't solve it. The tyranny of KPIs is not that metrics are wrong. It's when leaders mistake measurement for management and cede the judgment that only leadership can provide. Never run a business by KPIs alone. The question isn't whether your people have the right metrics. It's whether they have the actionable intelligence to make the right decisions for your business. What decisions are you empowering your people to make? Your answer to that will take you beyond the tyranny of KPIs. That's a wrap on today's Growth Zone. Keep growing, keep leading, dauntlessly. I'm Stephen Bleistein, and I'll see you in the next episode.